Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Hi, and welcome to Spiritual Connections, everyone. You're listening to me, your host, Mike Davis. And in today's show, that you'll be able to call in for answers to your questions, for readings, or even just for a little bit of advice on your mediumship. Now, I also do a show right here on MikeSpirit.fm every Sunday, and that's at 8 p.m. UK time, which is 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that's another show that I do with guests. And again, that's another call-in show. So if you want to call in this evening with your questions or for a reading, then please do so. The number you need to call in on, it's 760-283-4611. Or if you call in outside of the USA, simply dial 001-760-283-4611. And I know that this show is a little bit different from the Sunday show, because the Sunday show we go straight into readings. But in today's show, I like to play a little bit of music. You know, it's a midweek. Let's try and relax a bit. And this is what the purpose of this show is for, is to try and get us relaxed and get us in the mode. Now, I know I've already spoke to you about my development, how I started as a medium, and my journey into that. But I want to tell you a little bit more today about when I won the award, because I know I briefly touched up on it maybe last time. I'm sure I remember me telling you about my niece that got quite severely injured in the car accident. And at the time, she was in an intensive care in a critical state. And I was going to the hospital visiting my niece every day. And they came to a Saturday, and she had come around. She'd come out of her coma, and she was awake, and she was speaking. And she said, "Uncle Michael, what are you doing here today?" She said, "You're supposed to be going off for your audition." And the award that I won, the national award winning, was for the UK. And she knew this, and she said, "You're supposed to be going off for your audition today." And I said, "I know, but I'm not going to go because, you know, I would rather be here with you." And she said to me, "No, I need you to go and I need you to win." So I kind of thought to myself, okay, I will go and I will try and do my best, not just for my niece, but for myself and for my whole family and for everyone around me, you know. So off I goes, and I goes to this audition. I'm driving up and I'm saying to the spirit world, "Come on, spirit, if this is meant to be, let me get somewhere today," because that was the first day, just the auditions. And there was a few people there demonstrating in front of this panel, and a few people demonstrating was giving off their communication, their evidence, and it came to my turn. And, you know, it's always been the same with me and my work. Whenever I'm doing something, particularly if it's in front of judges or in front of people, you know, lo and behold, I had to end up working with one of the judges, which, you know, I thought to myself, "Oh, never mind. If that's where I'm meant to go, then that's where I will go." So off I goes and does my demonstration. This guy, he's actually in tears, and even though he's one of the judges. And, you know, he says to me at the end of that communication that, you know, he's been waiting for that specific thing to come through for a long time. And from there then, I actually won it for Wales, which was just, you know, our local environment. And then came to Halloween last year. I had to go up to the middle of England and do it all over again. And again, you know, there was the same panel of judges there. And I sat there waiting for my turn to come around and gave exactly what I had. But during that day, and I'm laughing about it because I remember I took some people up with me, and they said to me, "What are you going to do if you win?" And I said, "I don't know. Well, what should I do?" So I thought to myself, I'm going to stop in a shop on the way there, and I bought myself a packet of M&M, peanut M&Ms. It might sound ridiculous, which it is really. And I said, "These are my celebration ones. If I win today, I'm going to open up these and eat them all the way home." That was my little treat. And you know, surely enough, when I finished my demonstration, the process of going through the winning stages, it took a few hours. And when I was presented with this award, it filled me full of excitement and filled me full of, well, just had so much go in me. So I got in the car, and the first thing I done was opening these packet of M&Ms as a celebration. And my friend that came along with me just laughed and said, "You know, maybe that's what you was meant to do." But, you know, as I said, each and every week that I'm doing the show on Spiritual Connections on a Thursday, I like to play you a little song, a song that really gets me in the mood to work. Because, as I said last week, and I will say mainly every week, you know, to be a builder, because that's where I am. I work full-time as a builder. To kind of switch from that mode to link into the spirit world, I've always found that a little piece of music, it doesn't matter what kind of music I'm listening to, always kind of relax me and change me from one mode to the other. So I'm going to play you a little something here today that does do just that, and I hope that it's going to do the same there for yourselves. So let's go.
Listen to the song here in my heart, a melody I start but can't complete. Listen to the sound from deep within, it's only beginning to find relief. Oh, the time has come for my dreams to be heard. They will not be pushed aside and turned into your own, all 'cause you won't listen. There is someone here inside, someone I thought had died so long ago. Oh, I'm screamed out in my dreams to be heard. They will not be pushed aside or worse into your own, all 'cause you won't listen. I'm trying.
Well, and I hope that you enjoyed that song, because I know, as I said, that's one of the songs that kind of relaxes me straight away and changes the mold from one thing to the other. And that being from being a builder to being a medium. I know that we have callers online, but before we do, I know we need to go to a short commercial break before I take any callers. And if you want to call in, there's still time to do so. The numbers you need to call in on, it's 760-283-4611. Or if you call on outside of the USA, simply dial 001-760-283-4611. And we'll be right back just after this.
Ahoy, me Harrys! The Captain Quincy would like to invite you aboard the good ship, the Sea of Light. Every Thursday, 8:30 p.m. UK time, that'd be 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and also 12:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, on MikeSpirit.fm, for a voyage that could change your life. There'll be music and dancing, and a barrel full of laughs.
Okay, well, welcome back. If you've just joined us, you're listening live here to me, Mike Davis, the People Psychic, live on MikeSpirit.fm or even in Blog Talk Radio. Whichever way you listen to us, you're more than welcome. I know I want to go to the phone lines now, and I do believe I have Susan online. Susan, are you there with us?
Hi, yes, this is Suzanne.
Suzanne, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I wanted to know if you see any loved ones in spirit and what they have to say about my future. I have some concerns.
Okay, Susan, then I'll do my best for you here to link to the spirit world, okay? I can't guarantee you I'm going to give you anything about the future, but then I will certainly ask them to clarify a few things, and we'll see where we're going. Is that okay for you?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Suzanne, I know I'm aware of a lady here that wants to connect you with me, and I know that this lady would tie towards your mum's side of your family at the moment, okay? She makes me aware to say to you that she would have suffered towards the end of her life because I know that the body gave up on her long before that she ever wanted to. I'm certainly aware to say to you as well that the condition that she carried would have restricted her, would have made her feel confined and restricted, because I know that she wasn't able to get out and about as much as she would have liked to, because, as I said, I feel in restriction, I'm feeling confined here with her. Now, she also makes me aware to say that I don't believe she's your mum. I feel she's maybe back a generation, maybe around your grandmother. Okay, that's fine, because I know that she links you with us, and she tells me that she's been around your life quite a lot of late there. And, you know, she says to me about the difficulties in your life. Now, maybe this is what she wanted to know about, maybe a little bit about the future, if you like, but because she says to you that it's been something that has been back and forth for some time, and I believe that you have been back and forth for some time in contemplating what's the right or what's the next move then, because she says to me that you've been back and forth trying to understand, trying to make sense of things, and it's almost as if I want to say to you, it's like, you know, I know that the journey that you're on at the moment, it's maybe not a happy one. Do you understand where I'm going with this, dear Suzanne?
I do.
Okay. And she says here to me that, you know, that you've got all the tools in finding out which is the right way, okay? So what she means by that is you obviously connect to spirit yourself in some kind of way. You kind of either sense them, feel them, hear them, but I know that there's a connection there with you, with yourself, with the spirit world. But, you know, you don't kind of use it as much as you should do, or you don't use it yourself, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, see, because she says to me that you've got all the tools, okay? Now, if I said to you that, you've been trying to consult with the spirit world about this condition of late there, but you seem as if it's not going right, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, see, because she says to me here that, you know, the closer that she comes into your vibration, the more that she realizes that you keep asking for their guidance and you feel as if you're not getting anything or getting anywhere. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, Suzanne, what she wants me to say to you is that you've put a plan in action now, haven't you?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, let me talk to you about putting a plan in action, okay? Because if I say to you, there's something about I want to either cross to a different state, or I want to move somewhere, I want to leave what's behind me behind. Is that right?
Well, I can't move across state, but I don't want to say too much. I'm looking to move ahead with different areas. I want different things in my life now.
Yeah, okay. And would I be right in saying to you that one of them is to do with, like, a job?
Oh, yeah. I don't have a job right now, and I'm looking for one.
There we are, because she talks to me about the job, okay? And I do believe that I want to say to you that, you know, that you will kind of find something that's quite suitable there for yourself. But it's okay, she says about, you've been looking for the last 6 months then, is that right?
Well, no. I'm just really, really starting August, September, because I want to work in a school.
Okay. So why does she say to me about 6 months then? So either that you've been thinking of making a change within the last 6 months, or it's taken 6 months to get you to where you are right now. There's something.
Oh,
to about...
my ex got residential custody of my son 6 months ago in January, and
okay.
It's been devastating. I want it back.
Okay, so that's what she talks about 6 months, and it's been an up and down journey. It's been a hard journey. Then, okay. Well, know that she understands that. Okay, but if I said to you that you have fought every step of the way, that would make sense that you wouldn't.
Yeah, sure, it did. But does she ever see me? I'm going to cry. Does she ever see my son coming back?
Okay. Now, see, before I answer that question, your son, if I see he's around the age of like 6, is that right?
No, he's 10.
He's 10. Okay, that's not too far off. Because I know I want to say to you that, and he's fair in the color of his hair, is that right?
Yes, he's fair, yep.
Okay, because I know that's what I'm looking at. There's like a fair-coloured boy. And, you know, if I say to you that he didn't quite deal with that properly, or the way that you thought he would deal with it, because it's kind of, he's had the raw deal as well. Do you understand of that?
I do, but his dad's got him under sole control. I don't think he wants to come back here, and I want him to. I don't know what to say.
Okay, well, I know what I want to say to you off this lady, okay? What she tells me is that you need to stay strong, not just for you, but for your boy as well, okay? And I know within the fullness of time, when the time is right, I can't say how long it's going to be, but I know that, you know, contact is going to be made, and I believe that it's going to start developing. So what I mean by that, so if you're having contact maybe like once a week or whatever is right now, I believe that that's going to be...
I have him now. I mean, I have during now and every other week and stuff like that, and during the week, one day, stuff like that, but I'm talking about I wanted him to come back to live with me full time.
Yes.
Still, his
yes,
dad see him joint custody, but... instead of him living with his dad, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, okay. Well, what I want to say to you, okay, where at the moment it's like that you've got joint custody. I believe that in the fullness of time that you will have more of him than what you have now, okay? So if you have him like twice, three, four times a week, I believe it's going to grow stronger and stronger. And you know... See, now he's of an age now of where he can start thinking for himself, isn't he?
Yeah, but his dad has so much control that he thinks where his dad lives the best. So now I'm scared he's never going to come back to live with me.
Okay. Well, he is going to come back with you. Okay, he is going to come back with you, but when the time is right. Okay, now, as I said, I know that maybe doesn't really help you much. I can't put a time limit on it because she's not telling me of a time limit, but I know that it's going to start to increase. It's going to get better for you and better for your boy as well, because I know that's what this lady particularly wants. There for you, okay? But she also
about
tells
months,
as well. Sorry?
In about 4 months?
No, I didn't say in about 4 months. I just said in the fullness of time, it'll start increasing and getting better for you, okay? And for your son as well, okay? But she also tells me here that, you know, that you try to put it all behind you, okay? And you know, before the custody case took place, you did try and sort it out with his dad. Does that make sense, did you?
Yes, I did.
Yes, okay. Because she says to me that, you know, you did try to do it in a positive way but it ended up being in a negative way in the end, okay? And maybe that's not your fault. But I know that she wants me to say that to you, you know, keep positive, because when you've given out positivity, that's what's going to come back to you. Okay, Susanna, do you understand where I'm going with this?
Yeah, I'll just keep trying, but you see the job too for me?
As I said, yes, there's certainly a job, okay? There's certainly a job that's more suited to you, okay? I know that you said to me about the school, that you want to go into school. See, no, you're kind of not in that job right now, are you? You're doing something
else.
I'm trying
to substitute so I can get into the school to be a teacher aide or a teacher assistant. That's what I like to do.
Yeah, okay. But that's not the job that you're doing right now, is it?
Well, I'm a lunch monitor sub so I can get in the foot in the door. Now, then I applied to other schools to sub, but they don't get busy till like October. I have more interviews, to go to the sub.
Yeah, okay. Well, I know that things are going to change here in all avenues, particularly with your job and particularly with your son, okay, because I know that's the things that she's addressed with me. That's the things that she wanted me to talk about there to you, okay? So I know that the job issue is going to change. The problem with your son will change as well, but you have to be a bit more patient, okay? I'm not saying that you are impatient, but let's be a bit more patient about these things now. And, you know, things will come when they are meant to come, okay? Do you understand that?
Yes, and what about a boyfriend? I'm seeing someone. I don't know if he's the one or not. What does she have to say about him? Or is there somebody new? Because I'm looking to get married. I've been alone 10 years now.
Okay. Suzanne, if I say to you that the guy that you're with now is taller than yourself, is that right?
Just by a couple of inches, not real tall.
Okay, but he's taller. Okay, even if it's by an inch, that's fine. He's taller than you. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, he brings a lot of peace and balance into your life, doesn't he?
Yeah, but we're dating 4 months, and he's like, oh, I just want to take things slow, and he doesn't call a lot, and everything's just la, 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 see you on a Saturday or Sunday. But I'm looking, I don't know.
Okay, because I'm being told that he kind of makes you feel more secure, okay? So maybe if that's when he's with you or whatever, I don't know, but I'm being told that he makes you feel more secure, okay? Yeah, okay.
What about a future, though? Or?
Okay, see, now that's one thing I can't really do is predict your future, okay? Because, I'm not a fortune teller, I'm a medium, okay? And I know that the guy that you were going to settle down with is going to be the one that makes you feel more comfortable, more content in your life, brings balance and restores calmness. Because that's what I want to do, is restore calmness and balance into your life, okay? So if this guy is not doing that for you at the minute, then certainly that there is someone going to come into your life that's going to do that there for you.
Well, that's great to know.
Okay, I know I have to come to a close because I know I've got plenty of other people online that I need to work with. And I'll say thank you very much for calling. And remember, if you come over to mikespirit.fm, you can have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on. Thank you very much for calling there, Suzanne.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye now. Okay, and let me go straight back to the phone lines. And I do believe I have Connie online. Is it Connie?
Yes. Hi, Mike.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm okay.
Good. What was the reason that you called in for?
Whatever spirit has for me, Mike.
Okay. Okay. Now, I know I've got someone that's communicating here with me, and I do believe that this would be a gentleman, okay? And I know that this gentleman links me from the spirit world. I know that he's been around your life quite a lot of late. Now, I need to describe him to you here. Connie, but I believe he's in your dad's side of your family because he makes me aware that I want to go to your dad's side.
Okay.
And as I communicate in your dad's side, okay, I would say that in your dad's side of your family, that they're all quite tall, aren't they?
Some are and some aren't. They're Italian immigrants, so
okay.
Some are tiny and some are, and there's a few that are tall. Yes.
Okay, well, I know I want to link with somebody that's quite tall. I want to go into your dad's family. And I know where I want to go is a gentleman that would have complained of his chest because I know that there's his breathing is very labored, and I know that's what he makes me feel, that he's very tight and very short of the breath of when he was here with us. I know that he wasn't a very big man in his build. And see, the way I say tall, I want to say maybe around the 6 foot area, okay? And maybe 6'1", I want to go over. See, because I know I would have to look up to him if he was
right. I could be my grandfather. Honest to God, on my father's side, not that tall.
Okay.
Unless it's my ex-father-in-law.
Well, if it's your grandfather, then I'm happy with that, okay? So, would I be right in saying that your grandfather, when he passed, it was something to do with the chest, as if his breathing was very labored, and it was the heart that took him over in the end, is that right?
I don't really know, because I was very young at the time. I was just I was maybe 8 or 9 years old.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. Okay. See, it's always difficult, isn't it? Especially if the if they passed him when he was very young. Now, let me carry on with him because he's here for a reason, okay? And the reason him being here is I believe that he wants to give you guidance, okay? And as I talk about guidance in your life, I know that I want to talk about this being on a spiritual nature.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And as I'm talking about that being on a spiritual nature, I know that... see, again, now that you're able to connect in some kind of way yourself, and I believe that you are trying to link to the spirit world yourself, is that right?
Yep. Yes.
And, you know, if I say to you that it becomes difficult, doesn't it, that it's like as if you're, excuse the expression, but walking through treacle at the moment, it seems to be harder and harder and harder every time that you're kind of doing it. And if I say to you that you're using, like, kind of tools to try and help this and you're trying to build the communication stronger, but it doesn't seem to
work.
Well,
to be honest with you, Mike, I'm a paranormal investigator, so.
Okay.
That's not why I'm calling.
Okay, so you understand about the connection to do with the spirit world, and you understand of trying to communicate there with them, okay?
Yep.
And if you're a paranormal investigator, you'd understand of the tools, okay? Because what I call tools is like tarot cards, crystals.
I don't use tarot cards or anything like that. I'm intuitive.
Okay.
Anything
well,
I do is through my intuition. I don't use any thing like that. I go on investigations when, you know, I get calls from people who have, you know, that report activity in their homes. That's what I do.
Okay.
Like all hunters on TV, that's what I do.
Okay, that's fine.
I don't do readings or anything like that. I don't do Ouija boards or that's dangerous. I'm not. I'm just, you know, paranoid. I investigate wherever, you know, like a plumber or you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. Okay, that's fine. Okay, well, I know that I'm talking to you about communication as well, okay? So if you're sensitive, intuitive, then you'd understand exactly what I'm on about here, okay? But I know that as this gentleman is communicating with me around my vibration, he wants me to say to you that he is trying to do his best there for you at the minute. Now, I know if I go into your life that there's something to do with, you know, that you're trying to juggle with something in your life at the moment. That would
yes,
make sense
I am.
That you...
And I'm trying to sell my house, and that's why I'm calling actually too. I'm trying to sell my house. I had a buyer, but their deal fell through, so they couldn't buy my house anymore. So I was wondering if you see that taking place anytime soon.
Okay, let me just ask him that question. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's true that they kind of pulled out at the last minute, is that right?
Yep.
Okay. And it was almost as if he was at the point where he was almost packed. He was almost ready to kind
yep.
of go. Is
yes.
that right? Okay.
Yes.
Because
yes.
he says to me, God, you were so frustrated then, wasn't you?
Yes.
And see, you know, it's just their way of proving to you that they are on your vibration. They haven't gone anywhere. You know, they're very still much around your
life.
Oh,
I know that.
Now, I know that, see, this house move. I want to see you after Christmas. Okay, after Christmas is going to be important there to you because I know that's what I want to say there to you, okay? Now, if I say to you as well that the closer that this man connects into my life here, the more I want to say there to you that, you know, that they are trying to guide you. They are trying to guide you. And if I say to you that you feel as if you're stuck in the middle of something at the moment as well, do you understand
yep.
that?
Yep. Yes.
Okay.
Mhm.
And if I say to you that the more that, see.
Say it again?
The more that I'm telling you about that they're connecting there with you, the more I want to say that to you, the more I want to say, let them lead you, let them guide you, okay, instead of putting like a mental block in front of it, because I believe that that's what you are doing at the minute. You're kind of putting a block in front of it. Let the spirit will guide you along the path that you need to be going down, okay?
Surrender, you mean, is that it?
No, I'm not saying surrender, far from the word, okay? Because I've said and always will say, we are the captain of our own ships, okay? I'm totally in control of what I do, and so should you. But allow the spirit world to kind of lead you, and if you're meant to be going down a road that you feel is comfortable, then go down that road, okay? The gift that you have is a unique gift there to yourself. Let it be used. Let it be used for the right reasons, okay? And I do believe that's where I need to say that you are off this gentleman. But I know as well I want to communicate with the lady that comes close to my vibration, and I know that she's maybe around the 5'2", 5'3", in her height of when she was here with us. She's quite rounded features. I know before she passed on to the spirit world, I want to say that I want to start shouting with her. So I know that she would have I believe that she would have taken things out on the wrong people of when she was here with us, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because she keeps telling me about that she was shouting and there was no need of it because I took her out on the wrong people. And I know that there would have been lots of people that would have assisted this lady, that would have helped her in this life, that would have given her exactly what she needed. But she says to me, you know, it was so difficult because she felt alone in this life, okay? She felt as if there was no one there to support her. And she's saying to me, but there was plenty. There was plenty of people that done their best there for me of when they was here with us. Do you understand of this lady?
It could be, yes, it could be a few people, yeah.
Okay.
Could be my aunt or my grandmother, maybe.
Okay. Now, I know
my
as well.
My mother's on the other side, too, but we took
okay,
care of her. And...
Okay. Let me carry on with her, okay? Because I know that she makes me aware that I want to say I'm in my 50s. I want to say 56 this lady was when she passed on to the spirit world.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Could be my cousin.
Okay. If she's your cousin, then that's fine. But I know that she makes me aware that she comes around your life and she just wants to fill it with happiness, love, and light, okay? Know the spirit will always will walk with you, and when your house is meant to be sold, it will be sold, but it'll be at the right time because I do believe of where you was going to go to wasn't suitable for yourself. Do you understand of that?
No, because I really loved it. I thought it was my dream house.
No, okay, far from the word, because I've been told it wasn't suited to yourself, and that's why that these things are put in the way. Okay, and by the that house is gone now, isn't it?
No, not really. No, it's on the market again.
It's still on the market. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't believe that that's the house that you're going to, if I'm honest there with you.
It's a possibility.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, I know I have to move on, okay? But remembering you're going to have a copy of this reading in my archives a little bit later on today. And actually, thank you very much for calling to you.
Thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it. God
no
bless
problem
you, Mike.
At all. Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, and I do believe that we have Gwyn on next. Gwyn, are you there with us?
Yes. Hi, Mike.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much.
Good. I would just like to know what Spirit has to say in regards to my work situation.
Okay. First of all, let me connect to Spirit, okay, because... that's what I do is connect to the spirit world. And once we understand them, then I'll give you exactly what they've come for. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. Now, I know I'm feeling like a cancer kind of condition because I know I feel... See, whenever I feel cancer, it's in my, it kind of burns, okay? So now I've got a lady in the spirit world that would have passed to the spirit world with a cancerous kind of condition. I know that there's a hospital connection with this lady, so I know that she would have either been in and out of the hospital for a while before she passed, or she actually passed in the hospital, because I know that there's that connection because the machine starts to beep in the background. And I know as she communicates there with yourself, I know I feel a pull towards your mum's side of your family. Okay, do you understand of her?
Yes.
Okay. And she tells me that she was a very sympathetic lady when she was you, that she always had time for those that was closest to her, okay? She would never let anything slip her by. She would never let an opportunity go past her, because I know that as she comes close to me at the minute, that she wants me to say to you that she doesn't want this opportunity to go by. Now, if I said that you, Gwyn, that, you know, that you've tried to have communication before off the spirit world and it hasn't really worked, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. See, because she says to me about an opportunity, and she sees this opportunity, as you have called in here today, she sees that as an opportunity, and she's made a step to come forward here. Now, she also wants me to look at my hands. Now, whenever the spirit world wants me to look at my hands, that always suggests that there's a problem, or there would have been a problem with her hands of when she was here with us. Okay, do you understand that she would have had a problem with her hands, Gwyn?
Yes.
Okay. And she says to me, you know, even though that she had difficulties in life, she never let it get her down, okay? And I do believe that's what I want to talk to you about. Don't let it get you down, because I do believe, see, the question that you asked me was to do about your job. It's been getting you down of late, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And the more it's been pulling you down and dragging you down, the more I want to say to you that don't allow it to happen, because, okay, I know that you've applied for so many things of late, but
yes,
you've had nothing come back. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. See, and if I say to you, it's almost as if you've been applying for, I don't know, she makes it aware that you've applied for at least 9 things, is that right? 9 different jobs?
Yes.
And there's one you've been putting off then, is it? You've been putting off applying for one, I mean.
I don't know. There might be. I think I'm looking at it from the point that I'm not qualified, so I'll just overlook it.
No. That's not the one. Okay, that would be all too easy for me to say, yeah, that's it, but it's not. Okay. I know that there's one that you haven't applied for because you feel that maybe you are too qualified for it, okay? Let me just give you an example here. Okay.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
As I said in the beginning of the show, that I'm a builder, okay? A bricklayer is my trade. Why would I want to go and work in a retail store, okay?
Right,
it's something on that kind of lines, okay? So whatever you are qualified at, it's like a totally different job change, and you've kind of overlooked it.
Oh, okay. I know what you're saying.
Okay. You know what I am now?
Yes, I know what you're saying.
Because
yes.
She says to me, you know, when we need, then anything is better than nothing. Okay, and that's what she wants you to put around your vibration here. Anything is better than nothing, okay? Because she says to me, it's so much easier to get employment of when we are already employed. She says to me, you know, it's always difficult to get employment when we are not already employed there. But if I said to you that you thought of retraining yourself at the moment, you would understand that, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Yes, okay, because she talks to me about retraining, okay? And I know that she says to me that you believe that that retraining will give you a better chance of reaching your potential target. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. See, because she says to me, by retraining, that you will do what you need to do, okay? And it will take you to where you need to be in life, okay? Now, I know that I want to say that you, it's not that you're struggling at the minute, okay? It's not that financially, you're quite okay for now, okay?
Yeah.
But I know I need to say that you, that, but we need to get ourselves sorted before the beginning of next year. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, because she says to me, before the beginning of next year, we need to get ourselves sorted. Now, this problem with her hands. Now, would I be right in saying that, now, we believe that there's something that, like, runs in the family. So would I be right in saying that wherever this problem in her hands has been, it's like kind of running through the family, is that right?
Yes.
But it skipped a generation. Would you understand what I mean by it skipped a generation?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay. Because she says to me about it skipped a generation. And as she says that to me then, I know I need to say that to you that instead of waiting for it to happen, just kind of move on with it. Do you understand where I'm going with this?
Yes.
Okay, because I know that you've been thinking, well, it's going to happen, it's going to happen. And, you know, the more that you wait in, the worse this seems to be, isn't it? All right? Instead of waiting for it to happen, I know I need to say that you know, just kind of move on with it and do what's right there for yourself. Okay, do you understand where I'm going with this?
Yes, I do.
Good, okay. Okay, I know I have to move on here, okay?
Okay.
But thank you very much for calling. And remembering to come on over to mikespirit.fm. You'll be able to have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on today. Thank you very much for calling.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, no problem. Bye now, bye. Okay, and I do believe I have Caroline on the line there. Caroline, are you there with us?
Yes, hi, Mike. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. And yourself?
Oh, very well. It's an honor talking to you. You are wonderful.
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, well, I am waiting and anticipating any messages that I might have from the divine. And if there's anything coming up in the near future regarding your job.
Okay, then I will. Okay, I'll do my best there for you here, Caroline, okay? But first things first, let me link to the spirit world and see what they have to say there first, okay? Okay. Okay, now again, I know I'm aware of a lady, first of all, that communicates with me. And I know that this lady, she tells me I have to be slow, okay? So I know that that's the way she would have been when she was just, she didn't like to rush things. She says, slow down, there's no rush, okay? And that's fine, because that tells me that's the way she was. Now, I believe that she would link to, again, your mum's side of your family, okay? She's quite rounded in her features as she links you with me. I know that... before she passed home to the spirit world, it's almost as if she kind of had like a second wind, I want to call it. But it's like as if she like kind of perked up a lot, if you understand where I'm going. So I know that she would have been ill,
yeah.
But you know, I kind of perked up and it seemed to be fine. But then I went home to the spirit world, okay? It was sudden. It wasn't expected because she kind of perked up. And... you know, I know that I wanted to say that you that there's definitely a connection with medical. So I know that there would have been some medical issues that was going on. So whether that what she perked up from was a medical illness, and it seemed as if she was getting over it. But I know it's after then that's when she passed on to the spirit world. Okay, she tells me that you know who she is.
It's my mom.
It's your mom. Okay.
She had asthma.
Okay. Please don't tell me anymore, okay? Because
okay.
I know that she makes me aware that I perked up, I was fine, but then I passed on to the spirit world and it was that quick, okay? Now, she tells me that it was a shock to everyone that she went, okay? But she was a kind of lady that always had everything in order. She liked to have routine in her life and she liked to have things in the right place, okay? Because she talks to me here about having things in the right place. So, like... it's almost as if your mum could have already planned her funeral then, way before she even passed, okay? Because it's like, I got everything in order ready, so I would have made sure that there would have been nothing left unturned or nothing left for anyone else to discover, or there was nothing left for anybody else to worry about, because she would have taken care of everything in this life when she was you with us. Is that right?
Oh, gosh, that's her. that's her, Miss Perfection.
There
very
we are. Perfect. Okay. See, and that's why she tells me to be slow, okay? Because I need to get it perfect there for you, okay? Because she says
thank
to me,
you.
You know, if you didn't do it perfectly, then she wouldn't understand me, okay? That's fine, as long as you understand her vibration. Now, she talks to me about, okay, she even talks to me about her funeral, of where it was organized so well. And she says to me, you know, I even chose my own music, what I wanted at my passing. Is that right?
I don't know about that particular, only because she died in Europe and I live in the States and I wasn't there.
Okay.
But I didn't hear about anything like that. But, you know, I probably will.
Okay.
But that's beautiful.
Well, when she hears about it, know that your mom has come through and she's made you aware of that first, okay? Because I know, that, again, as I said, that she's a particular, she likes to have things done right. And, you know, if I said to you that there's lots of things in your home that remind you of your mom, is that right?
Yes. Don't make me cry. Yes.
Okay. Okay,
I'm
trying not to. I don't want to make you cry. But she says here to me about there's lots of things that has my memories there, okay?
Yes.
And there's particularly something that is you must have like a unit or a cyborg or whatever you want to call it, and there's things of your mum that is placed up on there. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, I have. Yes.
Okay, please don't tell me, because she says to me about the photograph, the little photograph it's placed up on there, okay? And she says to me that you've been looking at it today, haven't you?
Yes. Okay. She died yesterday. Would have been 6 years. So I looked at it the whole day, and I put up a white candle for her.
Perfect. Okay, because she says to me about this photograph that you have up on there, okay?
Yes.
So you've done. So it's your anniversary now, then.
Okay. Yes.
I got to take a step back, because I'm going to be with you in a minute.
Okay.
Now I know that she makes me aware. See, there's other things by the side of that photograph, isn't there?
Yeah.
And would it be right in saying that there's something that you would have worn, either like a necklace or there's something like a jewelry, there's something by the side of it there, isn't there?
That she wore?
It's either something she wore or something that you wear. It's something that is by
I wear, yes, I wear her sweaters that she made back in the 80s. She made it for me, and they were delivered to me just last summer. And I wear it very often because it makes me feel good. It's she knitted for me.
Okay, that's fine.
Two sweaters. I do it all. That's funny.
Okay. Now she says to me that what she tells me is that when you wear whatever it is that you're wearing that reminds you of her, that makes you feel she is still with you. Okay. Because it's like, know that you're here with me now, okay? And that's what she wants me to say to you, that she's always around your vibration, particularly when you're wearing those things that you think of her, because she says, you know, your energy is so nice and it's so nice to blend with. She loves being around your vibration, okay? Now, she talks to me here about a gentleman in your life, and I don't know whether this is your partner or that there's someone in your life. There's a gentleman in your life that she says we need to talk about. Okay, you understand why she says we need to talk about him?
Perfect, go ahead.
Okay, because when she was you with us, she wasn't just a good person to have around. She was a good agony aunt as well, wasn't she?
Yes.
And she says, that's what you need. You know, I'm saying to her, come on, she asked you about a job in the beginning. She said, I don't care about the job. I want to tell her about your life because it's more important, okay?
Oh.
So I know, see, that's the way your mum comes here. And she says to me about this gentleman that we need to talk about. She says, you know, sometimes we need to take control, okay? So sometimes you need to take control here, Caroline, and I want to say make a stand. Don't allow people to walk all over you. Do you understand of this?
Yes, very much.
And I know that this gentleman has been either making you feel like a little less worthy or a little less incapable, but I want to say that you should, come on girl, stand up for yourself, because if your mum was with you and she was by the side of you right now in the physical, you wouldn't allow that to happen, because you knew you would have your mum's support and backing.
Yes.
And that's what she wants to bring into your life. She says you still have my back. There we are. You still have
my
backing. Good. Okay.
Oh wow.
I don't know, but did you just mentally say to your mum that you loved her? Because she says to me, I love you too. So you must have just said, I love you, Mum. mentally.
Yes.
I love her too, okay? So I know that that's how close she's there with you, okay? And even though I didn't hear you say that, but mentally you've said it, and you know, that's her way of saying, look, I'm there with you, okay?
I asked for her to come through.
There we are, perfect. Okay, so, you know, and you know, it's always nice to know if people are asking for their loved ones to come, and they do, then, you know, it always fills me with joy and always makes me think, you know, even if I just touch one person here this evening, then I've done my job, okay? And I know that your mum has come that close there to you, that she wants you to know that she's around your vibration. She hasn't left you, okay? She says, make sure you start looking after your is it your leg or your foot that keeps playing up?
Oh, my gosh. You know, that keeps on coming up. It's my, I think it's my leg, my right leg. It keeps on coming up. I walk a lot, and the longer I walk, it goes away. So if I would go for a short walk, I get cramped up. But if I go for a long walk, that's what I've been trying to heal it myself. I don't think there's anything wrong, but I know there's like, maybe it's veins or something. I feel it, you know, that she knows very well. That's beautiful.
Yeah, so that just proves to us, doesn't it, that, you know, your mum is always around your vibration.
Wow. That is so wonderful. Oh, my gosh. I'm like shocked, you know, so happy that she came through. And I thank you, Michael. And you do make a difference. You don't even have to say it. You make a difference. You know, I think every medium, you know, comes from the heart and it comes from the divine. You know, you're giving a gift, you know, that we're all trying to open up. I'm trying to do the same thing. Open up so I can be like you. So you do make a difference. You never have to question that. You make a difference with a lot of people. Everybody that calls, everybody that listens, I thank you because...
Well, no, thank you very much. It's always nice to, you know, to have a little bit of feedback, isn't it? And, you know, it really is. But no, thank you very much. You know, it's muchly appreciated, and you know, it's always nice to have that. So thank you.
Thank you, and you have a lovely evening.
And you.
Thank you, and I take my mom and the divine.
No problem at all. Well, remember, and you have a copy of that reading in my archives. If you come on over to mikespirit.fm, you'll be able to have a copy of that in my archives a little bit later on today. And I say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you so much, thank Mike.
Bye now.
Bye now.
Okay, if you still want to call in, there's still time to do so. The numbers you need, it's 7602-834-611. And if you call in outside the UK, it's 001-760-283-4611. And we'll be right back just after this.
Hi, we are the Sweet Manics, and we will be bringing you a brand new show on MikeSpirit.fm every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6:30 p.m. UK time, bringing you the best of classic rock and up-and-coming Welsh music.
I know I'll be shuffling my iPod. How about you, Robin?
I certainly will, Rachel.
Okay, and welcome back. If you've just tuned in, you're listening live to me, Mike Davis, your host on Spiritual Connections this evening, taking your calls. And I do believe that we have Linda online next. Linda, are you there with us?
Hi, Mike. Yes, this is Linda. I'm trying to figure out your accent. Where are you
from?
Well,
it's Welsh in the UK.
Okay. Got it.
Okay.
I was just trying to figure it out. I was like, I know I didn't hear you say it, but I was like, I figured it was around there, so.
Yep, that's where I'm from Wales. You know, and I kind of love Wales, I really do.
It's really neat to listen to, so.
That's okay. And what was the reason that you called in for here, Linda?
Yeah, honestly, whoever comes through, it's great. So whatever you pick up.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, bear me a second while I make my link here to the spirit world.
Okay,
I've got him straight away. Okay, there's a gentleman that wants to make his connection here with you. Okay, and I know I'm looking at this gentleman and you know that he's... Excuse me. He's quite a well-dressed gentleman, as I can see him, okay? He likes to look his best. If he ever went anywhere, he would like to make sure that he had his best clothes on, his suit. He makes it wear his suit jacket, and it's like, what's it called? Like the tweed kind of a pattern there, because I know that's what he comes close to me in here. And I know he's not a very big man. He's maybe around the 5 foot six, maybe 5 foot seven in his height of when he was here with us. I know he's quite slight of the build. I do believe he would have lost a little bit of weight, not too much, man, just a little bit of weight towards the end of his life, because he seems to, like, as if he wants me to suck myself in here. So I know that he would have been a little bit slimmer than myself, and, you know, I feel he was quite proud of that. Now, I know as well when he passed on to the spirit world, he makes me aware that he would be in his around his late 70s. I feel 78, if I'm honest here with you, when he would have passed on to the spirit world. But I know that he links towards your dad's side. Do you understand who he is there first?
Actually, I don't, because a lot of my father's side, I don't know who they are. So it's, if they know, they might have known of me, but I didn't know of them.
Okay, well, I've always said, and I always will say, if they know us, then they can tell us something about our lives, can't they? Okay, and as I'm asking him to give me something, okay, that relates there to yourself, he says to me that, you know, and excuse the expression here, but you feel as if you're like a dog at the minute chasing his tail, you're going round in circles. Life is a bit like that for you at the moment, isn't it?
It can be at times. Yeah, I feel like we're trying to figure out where we belong, yes.
Okay, because I know that your life has gone so busy of late, it's like, I need time for myself. Do you understand this?
A little bit. I have time for myself, but I think we just need to figure out where we belong and things. So that's probably where we mentally get chaotic.
So it's like trying to find yourself again, and that's what... Okay, that's fine. Because I know that's what it's like here for myself. I'm going around in circles. I don't know where I'm meant to be going. I don't know where I'm meant to be. I don't know. See, there's all sorts of things going on in your vibration, into your life at the minute. And if I said to you that there's so many new things coming into your life as well, that would make sense to you, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly.
And if I said, okay, now if I said here to you, Linda, at the moment, that the more that... See, the closer he comes to me, the tighter of my breathing it's coming, the tighter that my breath is going, the more I want to say to you that he communicates a bit closer here to me, and I know he wants me to say to you that, see, he must link like your granddad, because that's how I feel I want to place him, your granddad, okay? But let me talk about more about yourself, because that's what he wants you to do. And he says to me, you know, onwards and upwards, that's where you need to be going, okay? So you'd understand why I'm saying to you onwards and upwards there, Linda, at the moment in your life, is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he says to me here that you have kind of made plans for that, okay? But it's increasingly being more difficult every single step of the way, isn't it?
Yeah, there's some little obstacles that come up, and it's like, okay, once you get something figured out, and then something comes up, and you're thinking, okay, well, I thought I had a direction planned, and now I'm kind of like a little off course, and... So, yes, that's where it
kind of
stems for me, yes.
That's okay. Okay. Well, know that he is close around you, okay? I know that there's several people in the spirit world that would love to have that communication, have that time there with you. Now, you would understand if I said to you that there's a lady in the spirit world that would have been very close to you before she left. And it's almost, now I know she's not your sister, but it's like a sisterly feeling. So this must be like someone you would have looked upon as like a sister you could share everything with. So whether she's your mum, I'm not sure at the minute. I know that she's very, very close around you. And it's like I want to just want to be around you, just want to share everything. Do you understand this?
That could be my mother-in-law.
Okay, so you must have been very close to your mother-in-law, yeah?
Oh, hold on. I think I might know. She's not... Okay. She was a neighbor of mine, and I kind of was close to her more than my mother-in-law, but... Yes, we kind of connected a lot.
But she must have been quite slim. She must have been quite slim as well, because I know I'm looking at her and she's quite slim in her build before she left as well.
She wasn't slim when she passed, no, because of the medication. But I'm sure, I think as she when she was younger, she was.
Okay.
I don't know what state you actually see them at.
Well, sometimes, you know, they can show us in the late stages or even in the early stages. It doesn't really matter of what age that they come through, but, you know, they can come through at the age of where they feel more comfortable in coming in.
I think it has to do when she was much younger, because she'd tell me, you know, even though if she's gained weight because of the medicine, her mind is always thinking that her body's thin. And I can understand what she's saying, because she's always thinks she's just a, you know, a lot less of her, but the medication does other things. So, yeah, definitely.
Okay, that's fine. But I know that the closer that she comes into my life, okay, the more I know I need to say to you that she's been around your vibration, okay? And she wants me to talk to you about moving on with your life here, okay? So there's a reason of why she says that to me, moving on with your life, because she says to me, when she was here, you could always talk to her, you could always be close there with her, and that's what she wants me to do right now there with you, is just to be close with you and just say about moving on, okay? And don't let your past influence your future. Do you understand why I'm saying that?
Yeah, she's, definitely, she's someone I can really talk to on things, yeah.
Good, well know she's with
you.
Okay, well, know that she's with you in the spirit world, okay, because that's what she wants me to say to you, that she's still there with you, she's still around your vibration, just send her a thought, and she'll always come around you, okay? But, you know, when you want to share the problem, then share it with her, because that's what you always would have done when she was here with us, and she wants you to do just that now. As she's in the spirit world. Okay, does that help you a little bit, Linda?
It helps me, I think that's definitely her, because I got some chills, and she's always just very easy person to talk to and found direction. And I think she was even very powerful when she passed away, because she just, and my husband probably thinks I lost my marbles, but when she passed away, there was this sign that was in my kitchen. And it was, I know this thing was nailed pretty good against the wall, but it had, like, our name, and it had something about friends and so on. And that thing flew off the wall, and then, you know, it's like, that thing just can't fly off the wall. There's nothing here to fly off of, you know. So she was just kind of telling me,
yeah. Yes, and sometimes they do kind of come that close to let us know. And, you know, you're not going to bore anyone with any stories of mine, because, you know, I'm sure that I would get people lots of boring things. But the same thing was happening with me yesterday. I was doing a couple of readings, and some things have just fallen off the shelf that has been there for like 6 months and has never moved. And I was thinking, okay. And these things are falling. So, yeah, do come forward and give us signs. So, you know, that's the moral behind my little story. You know, I needed something yesterday, and the spirit will come close and give it to me, and without me even asking them. So, you know, when we see these little signs and it relates to someone in particular, then that's your sign to say that, you know, that they're there with you.
Right. Does she say anything else? I mean, I missed her so much. She's such a good friend.
See, she wants me to say thank you to you as well. So you must have done things for her, either just before she passed or like finishing or completing something, because I know that's what I need to talk to you about completing things, okay? So she wants me to thank you for that, completing things. Do you understand of that?
I think we just kind of helped each other in different ways, yes. Yeah, and she's a very polite lady. But what was I going to share with? I'm trying to think what I was going to share with you. I was just you know, when she passed, this is really weird. I don't know if I'm sure they can, but before somebody passes, like, I'm assuming that their body probably knows that they're going to pass, because I got a chance to see her the day before she passed, and she. And I ended up going there for some silly thing for my son and, you know, motherly things. And then I just looked at her. I'm like, man, for a sick lady, she glowed. She looked beautiful. It was just strange. And then the next morning I heard of her passing, and it was just an odd feeling that I had. But I had to say she just glowed like she was pregnant, or I don't know what it was, but she just glowed.
Okay.
So does that make any sense?
Well, what she says to me this, yeah, as you were telling me that, okay, she says to me, I just had to see you before I left. So that silly reason that you kind of went for, okay, it was a feeling that you had in your stomach that I need to go there, is that right?
I think there was an issue with my son, and I says, I have to go drop my other son off there while I go check up on something, and, you know, we kind of helped each other with our kids or talked to each other, but that was the reason of me going there, and there was, maybe it was her way of pulling me, one way to come over to her house, you know, to see her.
Okay, but what I'm saying to you, that you must have had a feeling like in your stomach, I need to go and see her.
I might have. I don't remember offhand, but I do, like I said, I just remember the way she looked. That really sticks in my mind.
Okay, that's fine. Remembering that she's very much around your life, very much around your vibration. I have to move on here, okay?
Absolutely.
So we'll
see. Thank you, Mike.
No problem.
Thank you, Mike.
Okay, that's fine. Well, remember now, if you come on over to mikespirit.fm, you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on. And I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you, Mike. You have a good night.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and I do believe that, is it Caroline that's on next? Caroline, are you there with us? Hi, is that Caroline there with us? Hi, Caroline, are you there with us? Okay, is it, my next call, is it Ophia? Ophia, are you there with us?
Yes, hi. Yes,
hi.
I'm here, good morning.
Good morning. Have I said your name right, Ophia?
Ophelia.
Ophelia.
You know, the Shakespeare Hamlet, yeah.
Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for here?
May I ask that what has my past loved ones has anything to say to me?
Okay, give me a second while I make my link to the spirit world, and we'll certainly find out of who's here with us. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now I know I want to say that to you that I'm. Would it be right in saying that your mum is there in the spirit world? Is that right?
No, my mother is alive.
Okay. Well, I know I've got a lady that's with me in the spirit world, okay, that makes me aware that she's like a mum-like feeling because she puts her arms around me, which tells me it's either like a mother or grandmother. So I know that she's quite close there to you. Now, let me describe this lady to you, because if it's your grandmother, then that's fine. I know that this lady would be, I'll say, a little bit rounded in her features and rounded in her build before she passed home to the spirit world there. I know that she would be a lady that's... I want to say to you that she makes me feel as if she's a little bit, as if I want to stand away a bit, because that's the way that she makes me feel, as if she's a bit, not aggressive, but I want to shout at people, okay? And I believe that's the way that she would have been, particularly towards the end of her life there. Do you understand who she is?
Could be my grandmother.
Okay. And if I say to you, if this is your grandmother that's communicating you with us, okay, now, the older that she got in her life, the more difficult that she become to get on with. Is that right?
You mean financially?
No. I mean that we kind of found it difficult to kind of get along with this lady towards the end of her life.
Yes, could be. Because I seldom see them when, you know, until they have something happen. I don't know if this grandmother is from my mom's side or from my father's side.
From your mom's side?
Oh, my mom's side, yeah. When I was young, I visit her frequently. But when I was growing up, I didn't go to see her until her funeral.
Okay. So that's why she makes me aware that towards the end of her life, it's almost as if I was a bit more difficult to get on with. Okay, that's fine. Well, know that your grandmother is with me at the moment, okay? And I know that as she is around my vibration here, she wants me to say that she's been in your life. And she says to me that you feel as if your life has been, of late, it's been very difficult, as if I'm hanging on to everything that's slipping away. Is that right? Okay. And the more that you feel things are slipping away from you, it's almost as if, like, why do you feel as if you're not capable of things anymore? Do you understand why I'm saying that?
Yes.
Okay. And, you know, it kind of proves there to yourself that you feel as if there's a little bit of a lack of support around you as well, don't you?
Yes.
Okay. And, you know, if I said to you that the ones that's closest to you should be giving you a bit more support over this condition than they are right now, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And if I said to you that there's been, like, lots of sharp words has been spoken about it, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, because I've been told that there's been lots of sharp words that have been spoken about it. And it's almost as if it's like... maybe not breaking up, but it's maybe been like more of that those thoughts have been in your mind, well, I don't know if I can be dealing with this much longer. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Because she tells me that you're finding it hard to move forward from it with people that's around your life. And if I said to you that you've even thought of not just moving on, but kind of just moving away and getting away from everything, because that way you believe your life will become a little bit more easier. Is that right?
Yes.
That's okay. Now, she says to me here that you feel as if you're restricted at the moment, that there's not a lot that you can do in your life, because there's so many people that's trying to influence you, so many people trying to tell you what you must and mustn't do. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Because she says to me, you know, you have to follow your inner feeling, follow your gut feeling, because that's where the spirit world inspires us, all right? So what you feel you need to be doing, you do just that, okay? Because I know it's, that's what's important there to you, okay? See, I'm also being told that, you know, that there must be a celebration that's coming around you at the moment. Would you understand of this?
No, I don't understand this.
Okay, it would either mean like a birthday or a passing or an anniversary of some sort, because I want to say a celebration.
A birthday is coming for my mom.
Okay, that's fine. So you understand, because I'm being told about the celebration that's coming soon. So your grandmother recognizes around your mom, and she recognizes the day of that celebration that's coming up. Okay. No, I know I need to move on because she pulls back from me, okay? But if I said to you, come on, girl, pick yourself up, lift your head up, and walk tall and proud because you've got nothing to bow your head about, that would make sense, that you wouldn't.
Yes, makes sense.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for calling. And remembering you can have a copy of that in my archives a little bit later on today if you go over to mikespirit.fm. And thank you very much for calling.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay, I do believe that we have Lynn on next. Lynn, are you there with us?
Hi, Mike.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you very much. Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for, Lynn?
Just to see if any of my loved ones who passed over are close by.
Okay. See, now, I know I'm aware of a gentleman here, okay, that takes me straight to your dad's side of your family. I know that this gentleman would have carried a bit of weight with him before he passed on to the spirit world. I know that he's the kind of fella that would have loved being outside, because I know that he takes me into the outside. The outdoor kind of life is important there to him. He also makes me aware that his features there, he was quite slight in his features. But, you know, I want to put a cigarette in my mouth. But not so much a cigarette, it's like... I want to put a pipe in my mouth, and I feel that, you know, this pipe is important because it's just there, and it would have always would have been there in his life for when he was here with us. Do you understand who I'm with here?
Not with the pipe smoker now.
Okay. let me talk to you in as I said, in your dad's family, okay?
Yeah.
And let me talk to you of a gentleman there. If I go back a generation, maybe around your granddad. Now, your granddad was from a large family. Is that right, Dylan?
I believe so.
Okay. And I want to say to you, five boys. Would I be right in saying that there's five boys there with your granddad?
Yes, there is.
Okay, because that's what he tells me. He communicates, and that's where he links. It's with your granddad, and he's one of the boys that links with your granddad. Okay. Now, as I say, he's quite slight to the features, quite casually dressed as well, because I can see him, and he's got a shirt on that's open in the front, which tells me he's quite a laid back kind of a gentleman, quite a relaxed kind of a gentleman. As I said, he loved the outdoor kind of life. I know he takes me to his garden, and he loves potting around outside, and I believe that that's what he would have spent the most of his days towards the end of his life, being outside, because I love being at peace, okay? I love being at peace with myself, okay? And for some reason, that's what he wants me to talk about yourself as well, about regaining what we once had. Do you understand why he says that to me, Lynn?
No, I'm not too sure on that.
Okay. Would I be right in saying that you feel that there's something in your life? Now, I don't know, but see, I feel in some kind of way that you are able to connect to the spirit world yourself there. Is that right, Lynn?
I'm trying. I'm actually in development classes.
Okay, that's good. Okay. Because I believe that I want to say that to you that the more that you try and relax, be at peace with yourself, the easier it will become for you to be at peace with spirit. Because, see, of where I feel I want to regain something. Now, I believe that this is a natural born gift, that from an innocence of a child's mind, that we're able to connect with the spirit world. And then when, as we grow up, we kind of lose it. But then, you know, as we sit in development, we kind of try and regain that. So that's what I'm talking about, regaining something that we once had.
Yeah, I understand now.
Okay. And I know that I want to say that you, to regain what we once had, we first of all need to be at peace with ourselves. I'm not saying that we need to be at peace with the world mind, okay? But be at peace with ourselves. Be comfortable with ourselves, and you'll find that things will start developing in the right way. Now, I know that you have communicated. You have given a communication before. Is that right?
I have, yeah.
And it's been good stuff, isn't it? Because I'm being told that, you know, you're quite good at what you do.
Well, I was told it was good, yeah, but it's that self-doubt, isn't it?
That's always the part that is the hardest to deal with, isn't it? The self-doubt.
Yeah, it is.
You know, sometimes I even struggle with that. You know, even now, you know, I struggle with the self, because it's the human side of us that kicks in, isn't it? But
yeah,
I know I want to say that you, instead of letting that human side kick in, let the spirit world deal with it, because believe you me, they will. And they have dealt with that for me many, many, many times in the past. Because, you know, I turn around and say to them, come on, spirit, I don't feel right. I don't feel as if it's myself. I feel I'm doubting this myself. And they kind of come in and everything changes, okay? And that's what you need to have, is that direct thought, if you like, to say to the spirit world, come and make this right. And believe you me, they will, okay? And that's what I want to put in front of you there. Now, see, now I'm being told about sleeping. You're just not doing it right, do you?
No.
Okay. Because I'm being told sleeping is horrendous. And, you know, if I said to you that you're kind of awake all hours in the night, that would make sense to you, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I often see the dawn.
See, because I'm being told here that, you know, instead of you being awake all hours of the night and then trying to, because in all fairness, you do try and switch off, don't you?
I do.
But that's the best time the spirit world links with you, and that's why that you're having difficulty then in switching off. Is that right? Because it's so lovely and so nice then, isn't it?
It is. It's lovely and peaceful.
Okay, I don't mean to laugh, but, you know, that's exactly what I used to feel when I first started developing. And I know that that's what I want to say to you. Even though it's lovely and it's nice, but we need to learn to switch off, because we are human and we live in a very human life. But the more that you kind of switch off from it, you know, like I said before, you know, we are the captain of our own ships. We do what we feel is right, okay? And I know that that's what I need to put in front of you. So whatever it is that you need to switch off from, and that's the spirit world, I know that, then do just that. Make it like a... see, what I used to do was, I used to say to the spirit world, you have next 2 hours to communicate with me. After that time, don't. Okay, so kind of give them a time scale of when they can link and when they can't link. And then you'll find it'll start working because, as I said, being the captain of your own ship, making it in the way that you need it to be. Does that make sense there, Chair?
It does, yeah.
Okay. See, and she says to me, you'll find things will come back to normality because, see, for the last year, then it hasn't been normal, is it?
What's normal?
Exactly.
Well, no, it has been pretty up in the air the last 12 months or so, yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Because I know that she wants me to say that you about bringing it back to normality, okay? So, you know, when you give the spirit time scale limits then, okay, they have an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours there with you, then it's time for you to switch off. Get your rest and be re-energized because, you know, the spirit world can only give you as much as you can receive. So if you're not energized, then they can't give you much, can they?
No, that's true.
Okay, and then that's when it seems to be difficult because if the spirit world comes and gives you... Let me explain it to you in a way it was given to me years and years ago. If you imagine a glass of water, okay, and that water is filled up by the information you have of the spirit world, and you only give half it off, okay? So you only drink half of that glass. Next, then they can only put half that amount in again, can they?
Yeah,
and if you do
true.
That continuously, it's going to get to a point where that glass of water is full. And then that's when the spirit world can't give you any more information. And you feel, why don't they give me any more? Why don't they do that? That's because there's no more room for it to be in. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Well, thank you very much for calling.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Okay, well, remember, and you can have a copy of that in my archives a little bit later on. Just go over to mikespirit.fm and I'll say thank you very much for calling.
I shall. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, I know that we need to go to an IT break here, so we'll be right back just after this.
Ahoy, me Harrys! The Captain Quincy would like to invite you aboard the good ship, the Sea of Light. Every Thursday, 8:30 p.m. UK time, that'd be 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and also 12:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, on MikeSpirit.fm, for a voyage that could change your life. There'll be music and dancing, and a barrel full of laughs.
Okay, and that was the Captain Quincy Show, and the Captain Quincy Show is up next. And I say next, you know, in about 35 minutes' time. And I know the captain has just walked into the studio, so hi there, Captain Quincy, how are you doing?
Hi there, Mike.
Well, I know you've got an interesting guest tonight.
I got a very interesting guest tonight.
Do you want to tell?
It's not you.
Do you want to tell my listeners who your guest
is? Mike is coming on tonight as a guest, and we're going to talk about anything that comes into our brain about what Mike does and about maybe how it works and maybe how it doesn't work. And it's going to be a little island in the middle of my sea of life tonight, Mike. You
well,
are my little island.
I know,
Mike?
Quincy, that you know you've downed your anchor for tonight.
I've dropped anchor
and
in
you've
the
come
bay.
And you've come into the studio, which is good.
Yes.
You know, you've just pulled alongside, dropped the anchor.
I came alongside in my little skiff. It was a big skiff, actually, and I came alongside, dropped anchor, and I knew it was you now, Mike.
Well, Quincy, well, you stay right here because I know my show is going to end in a little bit.
It is?
It is. And
sadly.
We'll pick up this conversation in a little while, but thank you for coming
you're
in there,
Quincy.
You're very
welcome. Can I just say one thing, Mike? I think it's such a pleasure that a cabin girl of mine has brought you a lovely surprise.
Well,
and I'll tell our listeners what it is. She has just brought in a plate of toast and it's cut into the shape of I Love Dad. How good is that?
Absolutely amazing.
Fantastic.
Well, yeah. I must say, you know,
yeah.
Thanks to my daughter, Stacey. Thank you very much.
And I'm eating ship's biscuits.
Can't fault you.
Okay.
Okay, well, if you have been listening, you've been listening to me, Mike Davis, on Spiritual Connections. I've had a lovely evening, day, or whatever it is with you. But before we go, I'd like to say a big apology to those that couldn't get through here tonight. of the time scale. But remembering, I do another show right here on MikeSpirit.fm every week, which is a Sunday, and that's 8 p.m. UK time or 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So come and tune right in. I know that I got my producer online that wants to come in and chat to you all now about the website. And Rob, are you there with us?
Hey, yes, I am. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you fine. Well, thank you for coming on, because I know that, well, you know more about websites than me. That's one thing for sure with it, Rob.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, yeah, no, there's a lot of good things that are coming up. You know, Mike has been working real hard. We all been working real hard to get the station up and running and get it to where it needs to be. And just a reminder to all the callers that who are calling in, it does, we do fill up very fast. We sometimes have 40 callers in the first 20 minutes of the show. So it's really important that you guys get in there at least 15 minutes early. So, and then Mike, we do have a new website that we're getting up for you. It's going to be pretty spectacular, to say the truth. It's going to have a lot of interactive areas for all your listeners to come and join. It's going to be just like a huge network. You can come in, join, and you can have a forum. You can go to the you can have your own blog. You can upload photos and share with the rest of the community.
So it's going to be a kind of like our own social network and site there, Rob, isn't it?
Absolutely, yep. And it's going to be just for that. Anybody who's interested in the mediums, you know, from all different kinds of sources. So I'm looking pretty forward to it. What about you?
Well, I'm looking really forward to it, Rob. You know, the minute we started talking about this, you know, it brought a lot of excitement into my mind.
Yeah.
And not only that, you know, it's nice. You know, I mean, I suppose you've been listening to some of the readings tonight, you know, and people that are training mediums, people who are mediums, and people that are not even mediums. You know, you can come into this website, you know, build yourself a profile page and kind of keep up to date of what we're all doing.
Right, right.
You know, it's a good way for us to all interact together because, you know, as I said, this show on a Thursday, even though I'm doing readings on a Thursday, Rob, but it is a show if you want to call in, if you have any issues with the development or if you want to develop or if you're looking for somewhere, then, you know, if I can answer any questions within my capability or within my knowledge, then I will do just that. So, you know, each and every listener, if you are just wanting to know more, then come into this website, because if you do come into the website, the likelihood is I'm going to be there. And it doesn't have to be just on a Thursday or a Sunday.
No, we're also, you're getting ready to do some private readings as well, right?
Yes, I am, yeah. And again, in there is where you'll be able to, you know, ask for private readings or even when you're calling in and you're online and, you know, that you're kind of waiting in the queue. This lovely gentleman that speaks to every one of you before I actually speak to you, this is Rob. Then you can tell Rob if you want a private reading, he'll take all your information. You will be able to then have your readings as it's when I've got time to do them. I will filter through them and sort them out.
You're a busy person.
I am, but it's all good. I enjoy every bit of it, you know.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for having me on, and I hope you guys enjoyed the show.
Well, I know I enjoyed it, and I'm sure that those that listened and those that called in enjoyed it. But, you know, we're here every week. There's plenty of shows on MikeSpirit.fm. You know, it's not just a show for me. It's a show for, well, as you hear, the Captain Quincy show is up next, and I always look forward to the Captain Quincy show. It always makes me laugh because he's so funny, and I'm looking forward to be a guest tonight. But, you know, on a Sunday, we have the Sweet Manix with the iPod Shuffle Show, which, again, is an amazing show. That's at 6:30 UK time and 1:30 p.m. Eastern time. You got my other show, which is the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, which is 8 p.m. UK, 3 p.m. Eastern. And then you have the Realms of Spirit Radio Show with Rachel Park Delaney at 10:30 UK and 5:30 Eastern. I must say, Rob, for me, it's good night. Good day, wherever you are.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm, or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.